Good evening. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is Harry Baya on WEHC 90.7 FM, your college and community station. Last week we ended the show with a song called Long Black Train by Josh Turner, and we didn't get to finish the whole song, so I'm going to start off this time with Josh singing Long Black Train.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the head. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory. Sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory.
That was Josh Turner. He performed that song, which he wrote, on the Grand Ole Opry in 2001 and released an album with it on it in 2003. It kind of made his career. The next song is also a country music song. It's by Earl Thomas Conley and Emmylou Harris. This is from 1988. Earl Thomas Conley has had quite a country career. He's had 18 number one hits on the Country Hit Parade. This song, We Believe in Happy Endings, expresses the sentiment that I had in my marriages. It's a feeling that you're going to have conflict, you're going to have arguments, but that somehow it's going to work out. And it's a nice feeling to have.
Who can tell just how it starts? Angry words and broken hearts, till silently we sit apart, you and I. But in a while the anger's gone, and we forget who's right or wrong. Then one of us will end it all with just a smile.
That was We Believe in Happy Endings by Earl Thomas Conley and Emmylou Harris, recorded in 1988. The next song tells a story. I like songs a lot, and these are all my favorites that I get to play on this show. These are songs that I've listened to over and over. I don't know why I like some of them, but I try and figure it out. I like the music. I like the rhythm. A lot of things affect me, but also I like to have a story or a theme or some strong message. This is quite a story. It's called The Road Goes On Forever and the Party Never Ends. If you listen closely, you'll hear what happens. It's kind of a saga of a young man and a young woman, and things don't turn out too well for one of them. That's the way it goes sometimes. Things get kind of heavy in this song. So here we go with The Road Goes On Forever and the Party Never Ends.
She was a waitress at the only joint in town. She had a reputation as a girl who'd been around.
Main Street after midnight. Brand new pack of cigs, a fresh one hanging from her lips, a beer between her legs. She'd ride down to the river and meet with all her friends. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Sonny was a loner, older than the rest. He was going in the Navy but couldn't pass the test. So he hung around town, he sold a little pot. The law caught wind of Sonny, one day he got caught. He was back in business when they set him free again. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Sonny's playing eight ball at the joint where Sherry works. When some drunken out of towner put his hand up Sherry's skirt, Sonny took his pool cue, laid the drunk out on the floor, stuffed a dollar in a tip jar, walked on out the door. She's running right behind him, reaching for his hand. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. They jumped into his pickup, Sonny jammed her down in gear. Sonny looked at Sherry, said, let's get on out of here. The stars were high above him, the moon was in the east. The sun was setting on when they reached Miami Beach. I got a motel by the water and a port of Bombay gin. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. They soon ran out of money, but Sonny knew a man who knew some Cuban refugees that dealt in contraband. Sonny met the Cuban in a house just off the route, with a briefcase full of money and a pistol in his boot. The cards were on the table when the law came busting in. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. The Cubans grabbed the goodies, Sonny grabbed the jack. He broke a bathroom window and climbed on out the back. Sherry drove the pickup through the alley on the side, where a lawman tackled Sonny and was reading him his rights. She stepped out in the alley with her single shot 410. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. They left the lawman lying, they made their getaway. Got back to the motel just before the break of day. Sonny gave her all the money and he blew a little kiss. If they asked you how this happened, say I forced you into this. She watched him as his taillights disappeared around the bend. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. It's Main Street after midnight, just like it was before. 21 months later at the local grocery store, Sherry buys a paper and a cold six-pack of beer. The headlines read that Sonny is going to the chair. She pulls back on the main street in her new Mercedes Benz. The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
That was Robert Earl Keane singing The Road Goes On Forever and the Party Never Ends. Sonny and Sherry had quite a story there. That was recorded in 2003. Robert Earl Keane is a country musician. He was a childhood friend or a college friend of Lyle Lovett, before either one of them were famous. and his music reflects some of that. The next song is a big change of pace. It's a folk song sung by the Short Sisters. The Short Sisters are three women who've been singing since 1979. This is called The Bonny Light Horseman, and it's sort of a lament, I guess. The woman has lost her husband. During the war with Napoleon, at one point Napoleon lowered his guns. Normally the cannon are fired a high arc, but when the troops get close, you can lower the cannon. So it was a famous event. Napoleon lowered his guns, and her husband, or boyfriend, her lover, was lost in that battle. And this is her story.
When Bonny commanded his armies to stand, he leveled his cannon right over the land. And he leveled his cannon, his victories to gain, and slew my light horseman on the road coming home. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my bonny light horseman in the wars he was slain. I will dress in men's apparel, to the regiment I'll go, I'll be a brave soldier and fight all his foes. I would count it an honor if I could obtain to die on the field where my darling was slain. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my bonny light horseman in the wars he was slain. If I was a small bird and had wings to fly, I'd fly all across the salt seas to where my love does lie. And with my fond wings I'd beat over his grave and kiss the pale lips that lie cold in. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my bonny light horseman in the wars he was slain. The dove she laments for, her mate as she flies, oh where, tell me where is my darling, she cries. And where in this wide world is there one to compare with my bonny light horseman who was slain in the war? Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my bonny light horseman in the wars he was slain. Broken-hearted I'll wander, broken-hearted I'll remain, since my bonny light horseman in the wars he was slain.
That was Bonny Light Horseman by the Short Sisters. This is Harry on Wombats and Music. You're listening to WEHC 90.7 FM, your college and community station. I found there's a name for the format I'm using. It's called potpourri, which means anything can happen. So we started off with two country music tunes, Long Black Train and We Believe in Happy Endings. Then we heard The Road Goes On Forever and The Party Never Ends. And then we heard Bonny Light Horseman. Well, now we're going to have our featured artist of the evening. We're going to have five songs in a row by the same duo. This is the Everly Brothers. They started recording in 1957 and had a quite a career. In fact, they had more number one songs in the top 100 than any other group, any other duo. So they really were quite popular for a while. The first song I'm going to play from them is Bye Bye Love. This was their first big hit. It was in 1957, and it launched their career. And this, the music I'll play will take you through an evolution of how their song changed later on. This is Bye Bye Love by the Everly Brothers.
There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye love, bye-bye. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye bye love, bye bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye.
That was the Everly Brothers singing Bye Bye Love, their first big hit in 1957. The next song was also recorded in 1957. It's called Wake Up, Little Susie. There's a story here, too. That was Wake Up, Little Susie by the Everly Brothers from 1957. The next song was recorded a year later in 1958, and their career continued to go well. That was the Everly Brothers singing All I Have to Do Is Dream. I did some research on the Everly Brothers for the show, and Don and Phil Everly started recording in 57 and had a really good career through about 1964. Then things slowed down for a while. While they were still going strong, they recorded the next song. This is called Kathy's Clown. The reviews I read said that the technique, that their harmony, which is unique, was called parallel thirds. They do a lot of parallel thirds. And a number of famous artists, the Beatles included, acknowledged that they got a lot of their music start from imitating or learning from the Everly Brothers style. So this parallel third thing they're using is apparently was a breakthrough, and a lot of other artists used it following them. Here's Kathy's Clown.
Sure.
That was the Everly Brothers singing Kathy's Clown. The Everly Brothers are our featured artists tonight. I've played four songs in a row by them, all somewhat similar. However, later in their career, in 1968, they made an entirely different kind of song. Now, I didn't hear it for probably 20 years. Then I ran into this song, and at first I had a hard time believing it was the Everly Brothers. It was so different. But I recognized the harmonies. It tells a story. It's a sad story, too. The singer of the song is the gardener for the Lord of the Manor. The Lord of the Manor presumably is a rich, wealthy homeowner or a manor owner. And the man works as a gardener, and things aren't going well for him. And one of the lines in the song that particularly caught me was he said he wished in the garden the flowers would all grow thorns. This man is truly bitter. It's a beautiful song. Has one of the longest introductions I've ever heard. So here are the Everly Brothers, late in their career, singing The Lord of the Manor. Starts off real slow.
That the flowers would only grow.
That was The Lord of the Manor by the Everly Brothers, recorded in 1968. The Everly Brothers were our featured artists tonight on Wombats and Music. You're listening to Harry on Wombats and Music on WEHC 90.7 FM, your college and community station. The next two songs are by the same artist, Randy Travis, country music singer. The first one is called Digging Up Bones, and it was a classic. This is one of those songs of another bitter song of a man who's not happy with the way things have turned out, but he's certainly getting involved in the process, so I think he'll get over it. This is Digging Up Bones with Randy Travis.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on the finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. But I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone up bones. And I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of.
That was Randy Travis singing Digging Up Bones. There's some good poetry in there. I like the line about, I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger, and I gave yours a fling across the lovely bedroom of our recent broken home. Ah, that's hard. The next song by Randy, in the Digging Up Bones, it sounds like he's been wronged. But the next song, Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart, Randy, or the singer, made the mistake in the marriage, and he just can't get his wife to think about forgiving him. She says she can't even start, and the words tell the story pretty well. This is The Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart by Randy Travis.
Since the day I was led to temptation, and then weakness did let your love down, I have prayed that with time and compassion you'd come around. And I keep keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying you can't even start, and I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom of your heart. Now this home we have built is still standing, its foundation is on solid ground. Do we roll up our sleeves and repair it, or burn it down? And I keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying you can't even start, and I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom of your heart. We can't just block it out, we've got to talk it out until our hearts get back in touch. I need your love, I miss it, I can't go on like this, it hurts too much. I keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying you can't even start, and I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom of your heart.
That was Randy Travis singing The Hard Rock Bottom of Your Heart. The next song, and the one after it, are by a singer named Dar Williams. Those of you who are familiar with the folk music community will recognize her name, but if you've been in pop music, you've probably never heard of her. Dar Williams writes her own songs and sings in the local folk circuit up around New York and travels around the world singing. I saw her perform once. She's married, lives in Westchester County, grew up there. The first song is called When I Was a Boy, and it sort of explores the gender issues that come up, maybe if you're a boy, a girl growing up, sort of tomboyish, and the end of the song has a little twist in it, too. I think she has a beautiful voice, it's a lovely song, and I love the story. So this is Dar Williams.
Won't forget when Peter Pan came to my house, took my hand. I said I was a boy, I'm glad he didn't check. I learned to fly, I learned to fight, I lived a whole life in one night. We saved each other's lives out on the pirate deck. And I remember that night when I'm leaving a late night with some friends, and I hear somebody tell me it's not safe, someone should help me. I need to find a nice man to walk me home. When I was a boy, I scared the pants off of my mom, climbed what I could climb up. and I don't know how I survived. I guess I knew the tricks that all boys knew. And you can walk me home, but I was a boy too. I was a kid that you would like, just a small boy on her bike, riding topless. Yeah, I never cared who. My neighbor came outside to say, get your shirt. I said, no way, it's the last time. I am not breaking any law. And now I'm in this clothing store, and the signs say less is more. More that's tight means more to see. More for them, not more for me. That can't help me climb a tree 10 seconds flat when I was a boy. See that picture, that was me. Grass-stained shirt and dusty knees. And I know things have gotta change. They got pills to sell, they got implants to put in, they got implants to remove. But except when I'm being cut off guard. I've had a lonesome, awful day. The conversation finds its way to catching fireflies out in the backyard. And so I tell the man I'm with about the other life I live. And I say, now you're Top Gun, I have lost and you have won. And he says, oh no, no. When I was a girl, my mom and I, we always talked. I picked flowers everywhere that I walked. And I could always cry. Now even when I'm alone, I seldom do. And I have lost some kindness. But I just like me, and I was just like you.
That was When I Was a Boy by Dar Williams. Dar Williams writes songs, the songs are performed by a number of artists. He's also sung with Joan Baez. That song was recorded in 1995. The next song, one of my favorites by Dar Williams, is called Christians and Pagans. Two young women, possibly lesbians, it doesn't say, but are stuck somewhere celebrating solstice, and one of them calls her uncle, a conservative traditional family, and asks if they can come over for dinner. And so the name of the song is The Christians and the Pagans, and they're kind of seeking common ground. And I think they find it in this song. It's also got a lovely tune, sort of fun to listen to. Christians and the Pagans by Dar Williams.
Uncle said we're up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice. Now we need a place to stay. And her Christ-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes all made with red dye number 3. He He told his niece, it's Christmas Eve, I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice, and we miss you, and it's been a while. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able. And just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending forth for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. The food was great, the tree plucked in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, is it true that you're a witch? His mom jumped up and said, the pies are burning, and she hit the kitchen. And it was Jane who spoke. She said, it's true, your cousin's not a Christian. But we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share. And you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning. Cause now when Christians sit with pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. When Amber tried to do the dishes, her aunt said, really, no, don't bother. Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like Tim and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, it's Christmas and your daughter's here. He thought of father's sons and brothers, saw his own son tug his sleeve, saying, can I be a pagan? Dad said, we'll discuss it when they leave. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Lighting trees in darkness, learning new ways from the old, and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
That was The Christians and the Pagans by Dar Williams. You've been listening to Harry on Wombats and Music on 90.7 FM, your college and community station. The last song I want to play for you is George Harrison's My Sweet Lord, truly a classic in my mind, one of my favorite all-time songs. This was George Harrison was one of the Beatles, and he was the first one of the Beatles to get a number one hit after the Beatles broke up, and this was it. It was called My Sweet Lord. It's George Harrison. Oh, come on, George. been listening to Wombats and Music with Harry Baya on WEHC FM. We're going to close out with My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. Hope to see you next week. Bye.